Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. On this episode, I'm going to be giving an update on the Dolphins coaching search. So on Friday, I recorded an episode where I gave an update on the three reported finalists for the Dolphins head coaching job, which were Brian Daboll, Mike McDaniel, and Kellen Moore. An hour and a half after I posted that episode, Brian Daboll was named the new head coach of the New York Giants. So in my head, not in my head, obviously, to everyone that eliminated one of our possible finalists. And then people were like, is it McDaniel or Moore? And the majority of people were thinking McDaniel. To me, I remember a couple of people asked me, I was like, it's either this, look, it's either Daboll was the front runner, and we like McDaniel and like Moore, but we're not like 100% sold on them, or we don't love them. And maybe we begin to interview other possible candidates, or McDaniel or Moore were the leader all along, regardless of if Daboll was involved. And right now, to me, it's looking like it's the first thing I said, because don't get me wrong, I still think Mike McDaniel or Kellen Moore could get the job. But now over the weekend, specifically yesterday, Sunday, there's a lot of buzz now surrounding the Dolphins and Jim Harbaugh. It came to a shock to many people. Yesterday, Jim Harbaugh ended up interviewing for the Vikings coaching job. And then people are beginning to talk, like, if he's willing to interview with the Vikings, why wouldn't he be willing to interview with Miami and Stephen Ross because of their Michigan ties? And if you remember in the past, it was specifically in 2011, the Dolphins still had Tony Sperano. Ross literally flew to California to try to land Harbaugh as the next head coach of the Dolphins. And of course that didn't happen. He ended up going to the 49ers. But now I wanted to read a couple tweets that have come out. So the first one I had seen was from Mark Carman on Twitter. He's at the Carm, T-H-E-C-A-R-M. And he tweeted, hearing from a reliable source, Jim Harbaugh will tell the team today or tomorrow he is leaving to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Could have taken the Minnesota job, preferred Miami. Outside chance Michigan pays over the top and he stays, but bet on Miami. And we have some other tweets I'm going to pull up here. Want to make sure to give credit. So this is from Adam Patrick. It says, there's some chatter that Jim Harbaugh is using the Vikings as a way to get an offer from the Dolphins, or even that Minnesota's owners are helping Miami get Harbaugh so that Dolphins owner Stephen Ross can avoid massive backlash from Michigan. So to give a little more context to that tweet, the first time I saw anything about that was from Armando Salguero, who of course is one of the best NFL insiders in Miami Dolphins history, I guess. So Salguero released an article today. I read it, and he did mention that there's some chatter around the league that Stephen Ross is friends with the owner of Minnesota, and perhaps the owner of Minnesota could be helping out his friend by being the first one to interview Harbaugh when it might be all along that Ross really wanted Harbaugh, but he doesn't want to be look like he went and stole him from Michigan. He wants it to seem like Harbaugh was the one that went out to the NFL and tried to get interviews instead of vice versa, if that makes sense. And then Armando Salguero, before he released the article today, I'm going to open up his Twitter. You can follow him at Armando Salguero, Armando Salguero. And he used to be of the Miami Herald. Now he works for Outkick, and his article is pinned on his Twitter. It says, the Jim Harbaugh mystery multiple NFL teams are considering. But now I'm going to open up the tweet that he actually put out yesterday about Harbaugh and the Dolphins. See where it's at. It says, had plugged in former Dolphins employee who retains connections to the team tell me last night he expects Steve Ross will do what he can to hire Jim Harbaugh. If the Michigan coach is indeed considering leaving Michigan for NFL, we'll see. And Armando Salguero, like I said, one of the best Dolphins insiders we ever had here in Miami. So when he puts out stuff like that, I know that there's a big possibility that it could happen. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I also opened up Peter King's article today on Pro Football Talk and NBCSports.com. It says Jim Harbaugh might still be in play. Heard some cryptic things about the Michigan coach over the weekend, including that he's not likely to get the Vikings job. And yet one other job is in play. Not sure which that would be. Would Shad Khan, which is the owner of the Jaguars, take another shot at a famous college coach? Can't imagine. Houston, Miami, Stephen Ross. Who knows? I hear a lot of weird things this time of year. So yeah, just wanted to make sure to talk about those couple of tweets that I had seen. And this from another one. This was Nick Baumgartner. You can find him on Twitter at Nick Baumgartner, NickBaumgardner. He quote tweeted the tweet from Sal Guerrero that I read a couple minutes ago. And he put, have heard similar. Miami could be a Harbaugh landing spot. And in fact, he gets an offer. He's clearly interested in NFL reentry, as we've written for a while now. And we'll see what comes and what he does. So now to give my thoughts on the potential of Jim Harbaugh being the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Honestly, I would love it. I'm not saying Harbaugh is the greatest coach, but I think he's a hell of a coach. And I don't think he gets enough credit for what he did in the NFL. Specifically, when you think about, I don't know, the team he took to the Super Bowl when he was with the 49ers, they're led by, I know he had Alex Smith, and then that Super Bowl run, he was led by Colin Kaepernick. And look, both, like, Alex Smith, I would say, he's a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. And Alex Smith was never a superstar. He was good enough for you to win with. Ask Andy Reid. He did it. How many times did he make the playoffs there with the Chiefs with Alex Smith? But yeah, the fact that he took that team to the Super Bowl was very impressive. He seems like a very competitive guy. Obviously, Stephen Ross has wanted him for many years. We know that. There's proof out there. It's not like this, like, made up stuff. It's been literally since 2011. So that's pretty crazy to think about. So it's been 11 years that we've known that Ross has had interest, and he probably had interest before that too, but really it probably became public knowledge in 2011. But yeah, I'd be super happy to have Jim Harbaugh as the next coach of the Dolphins. And like I said, on the last episode I did, I'd be happy too to have Mike McDaniel as the next head coach, to have Kellen Moore as the next head coach. But yeah, we just got to wait and see what happens. But right now, it's looking like the favorite, in my opinion, is Harbaugh. I do know Mike McDaniel today had his second interview, and I believe we're interviewing Kellen Moore sometime this week for his second interview as well. And I haven't seen any public, like, any publicly scheduled, any public news that there's a meeting scheduled with Harbaugh and the Dolphins. So obviously we're going to have to wait and see on that as well. But right now, I would say Harbaugh is the favorite, with Mike McDaniel right behind him, and of course Kellen Moore right behind McDaniel. But also, this doesn't mean that it's true, but I'm not someone who typically trusts reports all the time. But when Armando Salguero put something out, I typically trust it, because I know he has a lot of inside info. And like he said in that tweet, a former Dolphins employee told him that he expects Steve Ross to do what he can to hire Jim Harbaugh. So yeah, like I said, we're going to have to wait and see. But I wanted to make sure to do this episode to kind of do like a Dolphins coaching search update. I thought it would be smart to put it out there. And I thought you guys would like to hear like the new updates with the coaching search here. But yeah, I'm super excited. Whoever the next coach is going to be, like I said on the previous Dolphin coaching search episode, he's going to be my coach. I'm going to cheer him on, root for him, be positive, and hope for the best. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Fins up. Until next time, everyone. Take care.